Hey, everybody. Jack Posobiec joins me in this episode of The Charlie Kirk Show as we talk to Kari Lake, who's going to be the nominee for governor for the Republican Party in Arizona. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. And support The Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today at tpusa.com. As always, you can email me your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com. Jack, welcome back, man.
You know, I noticed that people might be asking, why are there only two hot sauce bottles here last night when when last night there were three, now there's two. Folks, after the show, Charlie cracked open one of the hot sauces.
Put it on In-N-Out.
Put it on his In-N-Out, and I had eight
In-N-Out burgers, no bun.
He had eight In-N-Out burgers, no bun. I saw him consume two. Charlie, I do have a confession to make though, man.
What's that?
So, and people may not have noticed this, that I did have my In-N-Out burger when Tyler was having one of his episodes last night here on the program. So I had the In-N-Out burger then. The hot sauce wasn't open yet, so I still haven't had the hot sauce. But then when I saw the things were breaking the way they were, I said, you know what? I want to go to the lake party. So I went to the Kari Lake party. But
in the middle of the night. I was asleep at this point.
But here's the thing. And I haven't said this to Charlie even offline.
Oh,
Charlie,
boy. Here we go.
I was driving by. And I was like, you know, I'm feeling a little peckish. I'm still feeling a little peckish. And I see that big orange W.
Oh, no.
Just sitting right
Whataburger.
There. The Whataburger. Oh, and I stopped. I did it. I stopped at Whataburger on the way.
Whataburger's fine. I'm a big believer in supporting causes that I agree with. And In-N-Out is, I don't know, maybe Whataburger's
nothing to do with the cause. Nothing to do with the cause. It was right there. And I said, you know what, man? It's Whataburger. It's right there. And
so
I had both. I had both lists.
I
did have the In-N-Out, and then I had the Whataburger, and then I went to Kari Lake's. She had an emotional night. And you could see it.
Well,
she's
going to be on our program in just a few minutes.
And we'll see her very soon. But that energy in that room was incredible.
So we got an email here, Jack. I thought you'd appreciate this. Mark said, Charlie, I was watching your live stream last night when things started to look bleak and the memory of 2020 was enveloping us all. Mm. You had the insight, courage, and guts to ask what the heck is happening. This doesn't make sense. So what are we missing? At first, I thought you were grasping at straws. And POSA responded to your logic with some skepticism, but you held to your belief based on data, logic, and Arizona experience. It was amazing to watch, and by the time I went to bed and when you went off air, I actually had faith. Keep up the great work. Never, never quit. It was inspiring. Mark, we're getting a lot of emails.
And here's what it was, right? You put forward the model, right? And you had the data behind, and you said, this is what it's going to be, and if we see these breaks. And then so I said, all right. And we went county by county.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was that sort of 60-30 split. Are we going to see the 60-30? And I've got the notifications up, and I'm going in some levels. You know, some of these tranches are coming in. 1,000 votes, 600 votes, yep. 200 votes.
Which sounds like
votes.
A little bit, sorry to interrupt, Jack, but that's better than a poll.
Right, because that's actual votes.
That's actual votes.
Actual
so
votes.
If you have 800, you can model off of that.
And I said, Charlie, look, I'm with you if the data is there. And then as I was collecting the data, guess what? Charlie's model held up the entire night. Now we're seeing it, and I called it the Maricopa pincer movement, because as we've seen, and I said that on air last night before I went to bed, and even when I woke up this morning, we've now seen every single county, and this was the program that you very first heard that on last night's live stream, and it was on Rav, and it was fantastic that they had us there. Every single county flipped for Kari Lake. We were the first people to say that, except for Maricopa. And what is it right now?
One point? Yeah, I mean, Maricopa County is within 3,000 votes.
Within 3,000
votes. So tonight
votes.
At 7 p.m.
With how many outstanding?
With 125,000 votes outstanding.
And there it is.
Yeah. So
she'll make it.
Yeah, look, I mean, and Maricopa County will be reported tonight, as which we've articulated, those are your mule people. Those are your ultra MAGA people.
Right.
Because those ballots got cast
MAGA
aside.
Mules.
Yeah, those are your MAGA mules.
MAGA mules.
And so some people say, Charlie, are they going to be able to cut corners? You want to talk about overwhelming? Well, it's going to be counted tonight will be a tsunami of overwhelm. Let me just be very clear. These are people that have so little faith in the election system that they drove to a vote processing center and made sure a human being took their ballot. That doesn't seem to be a traditional Republican establishment voter.
No, no, that's a Trump voter through and through. That's someone saying, I'm not dealing with the Sharpies. I'm not dealing with the felt tip pens. I'm not dealing with the bleed throughs or any of this business. Don't even show me one of those machines. I'm going to hand this in. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you said that you get a receipt when you hand this in?
Yes. I mean, my wife told me, I think it's a receipt or some sort of, you get some sort of portal where you can go and track your ballot from that point forward, something like that.
Like a digital receipt then.
Yeah. Again, I don't quite understand the details of it, but it is this kind of, so that used to be a fringe group of ballots. Okay. Yeah. So this is what's important. And again, the people at the New York Times and all these experts that called the race for Karen Taylor Robeson basically last night too early.
Not a good night for them.
No, it's just, again, just let's all slow down and look at the data. Here's what they don't understand is traditionally, Jack, that would only be like 10 to 12,000 ballots.
Right.
But it was 125,000 last night.
It turned from a well of votes into a reservoir.
Yes, that's right. We're all of a sudden, and no one knew that number.
No, I'm going to disagree with you on that one, because there was one person who accurately predicted what that number was going to be with almost a freakish like mathematical precision, and that was you, Charlie. You said right here, we were actually on the other side, so you're in this seat and I was in that seat, but you said it would be about 125,000 votes. Mm-hmm. And we see the number coming in and I'm like, does Charlie have some kind of crystal ball or like a phone to the future where somebody's calling him and telling him that this is what the number is going to be? And
well, look,
it's because it wasn't that you were, you know, in the ballpark. It was the exact number you said.
We did say that number, and it might have been the Holy Spirit. I'm not kidding. There was a lot of
last night was a
fasting. No, I'm not kidding.
That was a special moment. I don't even know how else to put that.
Yeah, it might have been the Holy Spirit. It was also just looking at the numbers. And here was the other thing that was so important, is that in order for all of that to be true and people were freaking out, here's what also had to be true. That there was a massive Republican turnout in every state of the country except Arizona.
Yes.
And I refused to accept the premise. I said...
And it made no sense.
Yeah, the missing puzzle piece is... And so you put these pieces together, right? PTSD from 2020... People that didn't show up.
Yes.
And I said, what's the missing puzzle piece? That there is a red wave that is still building, that there is a Republican movement. And because of mules and all of this, the number we don't know are the people like my own family, which was my little exhibit A.
Right.
And then, Jack, we received emails while everyone was freaking out of people that were poll watchers that said, what? I worked in the East Valley. 1,000 people voted in person. 4,000 people came and dropped off their ballots.
Right, so think about that.
Majority of whom were wearing MAGA hats is what
so
we were told.
So if you didn't have Charlie Kirk, if you didn't have freedom at charliekirk.com, if you weren't living here, if we didn't have Tyler being able to explain all this to us, give us the framing, right? Folks, there's some people who just sit, and these pundits, what they do it, and they hit refresh in the New York Times. That's not what we did last night. Mm-hmm. We had sources. We had people who were working polls. We had people who were Arizona election experts going county by county. We had the great Richard Barris explaining to us what he saw in the field while he was polling. That's why at the end of the day, we were able to come out on top of this and everybody else got it wrong because they weren't seeing what we were seeing because they didn't do the work. And that's what it comes down to. Action, action, action.
Yes.
Put your shoulder to the wheel. Do the work.
So James has a good question here, right? Freedom at charliekirk.com. Charlie, they still run those handed in ballots by Ultra MAGA folks through the machines to tabulate them. Yes, but here's the thing. If there is a recount, the ballots are still existing.
Yes.
Right? And so that's the thing that we must understand, right? The issue back in 2020 is that there were ballots that were likely trafficked and that were legit ballots that were then laundered through the system. We called it the Ozark election from the very beginning because the numbers weren't adding up. And we were vindicated by Greg Phillips and Kathryn Engelbrecht and Dinesh D'Souza with 2,000 mules. So, James, even if there is some shenanigans in the tabulation, there is a process where we could, if there is a final canvas where the ballots themselves that were handed in by Ultra MAGA folks will end up be counted. Does that make sense?
That's exactly right. And Greg Phillips, by the way, he was posting all last night his analysis of the race, which lined up very similar to what we were saying, even though, I know, were you talking to him during the,
Greg's a buddy. I was messaging with him throughout the night.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's, so he had a voice in, but I mean, and that again, do the work.
Yeah, just do the work. Do the work. But it's a point that we want to try to extrapolate a little bit,
yeah.
Which is that there is a story that the media is not telling you that is actually presents a very different picture. Okay, so I do want to talk about Kansas as well, Jack, in the next segment.
Yeah,
I think it's important. We're getting a lot of emails about Kansas. I have a couple thoughts on that. Someone said, who is counting the ballots that remain today? Can we trust them? Here's the good news. I know of at least 12 people that are poll watchers right now that are actually watching the counting happening right now. So I know that might not put you totally at ease, but the last tranche are 125,000, what we will call ultra MAGA ballots that will be eventually counted. Okay, there's 163,000 ballots, I'm sorry, outstanding, of which I think Carrie Lake will win 70 to 80% of those 163,000 ballots outstanding.
And she's only got one county left to win.
Just so we're clear, even if Carrie Lake breaks even on the remaining ballots,
she's still up.
She still wins.
Yeah, she still wins.
And that also with all the other rurals that are only going to go up. Okay, I want to talk about Kansas for a second here. This would be the only loss that I can pinpoint. And maybe Washington third with Joe Kent. We're not sure of the results there yet.
Keeping an eye on Washington.
It doesn't look good for him for a couple reasons. But yeah, I want to say this Kansas thing is super confusing to me. So I'll be fully transparent. I did not know about the Kansas ballot referendum until somebody emailed us about it yesterday. And I said, what are you talking about? So a couple things. The media is carrying the results from the Kansas ballot referendum as if Kansas does not want to outlaw abortion, and they say they want to keep abortion legal. It's a massive loss. But the ballot, the way it was written itself, was insanely confusing, wasn't it, Jack?
I actually have the verbiage here if you want me to read this.
Yeah, so everybody, just bear with us a second as Jack goes through this. This was on a ballot in Kansas. Jack, go through it.
All right, so here is the verbiage as it appeared on the ballots in Kansas. Regulation of abortions, section 22. Because Kansans value both women and children, the Constitution of the state of Kansas does not require government funding of abortion and does not create or secure a right to abortion. To the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States, the people, through their elected state representatives and state senators, may pass laws regarding abortion, including but not limited to laws that account for circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape or incest or circumstances of necessity to save the life of the mother. Yes or no?
What? See, I'm as pro-life as it becomes. So wait, which way would we have voted then, Jack?
So,
as pro-lifers, right? You're super pro-life, I'm pro-life.
So you'd want to protect the right to life, but...
It's like a double negative. How did this ever get past a judge?
I don't even know. So there is an explanatory statement, and it says a vote for the value them both amendment would affirm there is no Kansas constitutional right to abortion. A vote against the amendment would make no changes to the Constitution of the state of Kansas. But the problem is,
which one is it then?
It doesn't actually say that. It just says yes or no. So it doesn't even necessarily say for or against in the explanatory statement.
Right. So they're going to try to twist this as if Kansas is no longer pro-life. I will say this, though.
And even, well, just to back you up on that, even the left-wing Guardian, one of the most, you know, pro-choice outlets you could find, says the language on the Kansas abortion ballot is so confusing. Right there.
Yeah, why is it so confusing? So I'm just kind of broadening this. I'm not going to consider this to be a defeat for the pro-life movement because I just heard that whole thing. I wouldn't know how I'd vote. Now, I will say this, though. Pro-life churches and pastors in Kansas should have figured it out, and then they should have just said vote yes or vote no.
Right, and you should have had...
How would we have voted this? Vote yes, I guess?
Yes.
Okay, so pro-lifers would have voted yes.
Voting yes would mean supporting the amendment that would change the Constitution so it no longer protects abortion. So I didn't even realize that. Kansas has abortion protections in their Constitution.
You know, it does...
According to this.
Yeah, it does actually change a couple things. It's interesting. I suppose that's, again, this is so convoluted. It's so confusing. So we're getting a lot of questions about Kansas. I don't consider that to be a defeat for the pro-life movement. Do you, Jack? The fact I can't figure it out and I'm basically as pro-life as it gets.
Well, I wonder if Attorney General Chris Kobach could maybe work on a new law for Kansas.
Well, he looks to be the nominee, but Kansas is a strange state. I will say this. Kansas will elect Democrats statewide if they're not super woke.
Yeah.
They will. Kansas will go for people. They have a Democrat woman governor right now, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's correct.
I think you're right.
But for federal office, they almost always vote for Republicans. It's very similar to, let me think of another state that's similar to, Kentucky.
So
it's similar to Kentucky, where they'll vote for Democrats statewide.
To your point on this, though, Nate Silver is changing his forecast based on Kansas. He's taking this to the bank.
Look, Nate Silver is an idiot. Okay? He's welcome to my show at any time. The guy's never been right about anything consequential.
Yeah, Laura Kelly, Democrat.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now. With us right now is the person who looks to be the Republican nominee for governor in Arizona, and she looked like as if she was down, but we held the line here, and we said, I don't know, there's a lot of people still there. Carrie Lake joins us right now. Carrie, first to the more important news. Congratulations, happy anniversary. Is that 24 years for you and Jeff, is that right?
24 years with Jeff, my husband sitting right here next to me. 24 years ago, we got married in Sedona. It was the best day of my, one of the best days of my life.
Well, it seems as if these couple days won't overcome that, but might rival it. Carrie, I will say
the stress level was pretty high, and I wasn't that stressed on my wedding day because I knew I was making the right decision. But, you know, we're living in times where our elections are on shaky ground. That's why I won, because the Republic is in jeopardy because of shoddy, shady elections, and people know it, and they want to vote for leaders who will go in there and make sure that we restore honesty to our elections, which we do intend to do immediately.
Yeah. And so, Carrie, it looks as if, you know, the lead right now is 12,000, still a lot of ballots yet to be counted. Are you confident that with these final ballots, they're going to be counted ethically and transparently? We're getting a lot of emails of people that are still nervous. I believe that it's in the bag for you and onward to the general. What are your thoughts?
All of our statisticians, all of our experts in this say it is impossible for my opponent to come back from this. My lead just keeps growing. And am I confident it's going to be ethical, what's going on down in Maricopa County? Hell no. Since when did ethics come into play when it comes to Arizona elections? And that's why we have to reform them and restore honesty to them. But we've got eyeballs and ears and attorneys, and we know we won, and we're very excited for the future. I've already got my plan of attack to take on Katie Hobbs, and we just couldn't be happier, because I'm thrilled at how well we did outside of Maricopa County. It's never happened before where a candidate won by winning every county outside of Maricopa County. And when we're all said and done, I will have won Maricopa County as well.
So what I think is important, though, is I believe there was a strategy to try to rob you of an election night speech and transition towards the general. It's just they don't want that kind of climax moment. Mm-hmm. Carrie, you're going to have to rally the people here in Arizona. You're going to have to rally the grassroots, but also the Republican establishment as well, that wasn't very helpful to you at all. In fact, they were totally opposed to you. I don't want to look backwards, but I think it's important to reinforce how much money was spent against you. And just I know that we want to look forward to Katie Hobbs, but this is a big, I think, learning moment for the MAGA movement. Money doesn't necessarily win elections. People do.
Well, remember back in 2016, I think Donald Trump was outspent 5-1. by Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton and that machine. Money doesn't win elections anymore. It's ideas, it's people, and it's a movement. We had a movement from day one, and our estimation is $26 million was spent between my opponent pouring her own millions in and the dark money attacks on us. And then you got to figure out, Charlie, what the corporate corrupt news threw at us, the fake news covering one hit piece after a next. Every day I woke up to probably two or three, sometimes more, negative stories that were based on complete lies. So, you know, the media is still working for the other side, for the swamp, and we still rose above it and won. And I think this is the death of that crooked part of the Republican Party. And I do want to say this. We will bring this Republican Party together.
Yes, we need
to. Now, the never Trumpers and the people who absolutely are hate us, they may have a hard time with it. But I believe that the majority of Republicans, we all agree on some of the most basic, important issues, and we need to come together. And I don't know if you know this, Charlie. I think, Jack, you do know this. I'm from a large family, the youngest of nine. And I like to say in every big family, you have arguments, disagreements, fights, and some dysfunction. And that is how I view the Republican Party as it stands right now. But at the end of the day, in a big family, you're still family, and you come together and you make it work out. And I will do that. I don't have 30 years of enemies that I've made in the political world. I've only been in politics for a little over a year. And so I don't have all those enemies. I'm going to bring people together. It will be one of my greatest missions will be to bring this party together and bring new people in who are fleeing the Democrat Party.
Everybody, email us your thoughts, questions for Carrie Lake, freedom@charliekirk.com. Jack.
Yeah, Carrie, and congratulations again. Just everything you had to go through. I know I can imagine that yesterday was certainly a roller coaster for you. You know, looking at where it was when it started, then where it ended up. We finished the live stream. What, Charlie? 6.5 hours,
and then 6.5 hours.
And then I ended up drove over, wanted to see the excitement. Everybody seemed so happy over there at the party last night. But what I wanted to ask you about is, and we spoke a little bit about this, is that while this is Arizona, and I say this as, you know, as a Pennsylvanian, you know, far outside, but what does this and it certainly does pretend to be a victory. What does this say about the overall state of affairs? Because a lot of the framing that went into your race became this sort of proxy war kind of narrative, mm-hmm. that it was framed as sort of an establishment versus grassroots, a MAGA versus money, if you will. And does this represent, and I said this on Twitter this morning, does this actually represent a tectonic shift in the party itself, because the candidates like you that have never been involved in politics before can come in and then win the people by standing up and saying that you will be their representative, not the representative of special interests?
Absolutely. I think it was a political earthquake last night in Arizona, an absolute ground shift and what we accomplished, and a message to the part of our party that really wants to make America great again, folks, the MAGA folks, to leave. We're not leaving. We're standing here. We are the strength of the party. And because we are the strength of the party, we want to bring everybody into this party. But we must acknowledge that MAGA is not going anywhere. Mm. And you know, I think we can find a spot in this party for people who are more establishment minded,
yes.
but they have to realize that Donald Trump and the legacy of leaders that he created are not going anywhere. And they are the ones that are going to propel this Republican Party to its greatest days, to be able to accomplish amazing things, and frankly, to be able to save this republic. And so it's just going to take a couple days. Maybe some people might take a week to just think about what's happening and say, okay, we were not able to crush the MAGA movement. Let's accept it and warmly accept it for the beautiful thing that it is. It's bringing we the people into politics, which is exactly what our founders envisioned.
Carrie, are you able to tell us, did you happen to receive it all? And you know, if you can't talk about it, you can't talk about it. Have you heard anything? Have you received a phone call yet from President Trump? Has he called you? Has he reached out? Have you heard anything?
I reached out to his team yesterday early in the day, and I have many Trump surrogates who I've spoken to, who he has spoken to about the race. I'm waiting to call him a little bit later today. I woke up this morning on my anniversary and I've had one media hit after the next. So I will be calling him hopefully here soon.
Wow.
And I know he's really excited from what everyone has told me about what we accomplished here. He knows that we won. He knows that we had a landslide victory when you think about it and how important this victory was in Arizona. And I think when all the votes are tallied, we're going to be close to an 8 to 10 point victory.
It looks that way. So, Carrie, I want to compliment you on something. You're being very magnanimous about an establishment that just spent tons of money against you. It always the question of, though, is who is leading, right? So we want anyone to vote for us as long as the right principles and values are being put forward. Now we got to look to Katie Hobbs. She's going to have a ton of money. She's going to raise a ton of California money. You have to replenish your coffers. It's carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-Lake.com. So tell us about Katie Hobbs. This is now a Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs race, and really the future of Arizona is at stake. Do we want to go the way of California or Florida? Walk us through that.
Well, I really appreciate you throwing out that idea of having people donate, because you're right. We were up against so much money. Historically, they've never seen anything like it. And that's what makes this feat so amazing, that we took on that machine, the money machine, the media machine, and we won. It's just, when you think about it, it's so huge. But we do need to restore our money because it was expensive.
The coffers. Yeah, and by the way, Katie Hobbs, she's got more money than ever before. She didn't really have a real race. Sorry, continue, Carrie.
She didn't spend any. I mean, she's like Joe Biden. She was like the Arizona version of Joe Biden in her basement this whole time. She wouldn't go to any events. I mean, it was just crazy. And I think that she's going to continue to do that. I know for a fact she's afraid of me. And she will probably try to avoid debating me and talking about the issues, because let's face it, Charlie, let's face it, Jack, the solutions that the Democrat Party has are disastrous. You don't have to go far. In Arizona, we take a quick little road trip over to Texas and we see the Democrats' plan for America right there in full color. It's a nightmare. They've destroyed what was once a great state of California. Mm-hmm. It is a hellscape now. Not to mention the situation that we're in because of our stolen election that delivered us a Joe Biden. He's the reason our economy is falling to pieces. And this is the same stuff the Democrats want to do in every state and every city. Look at all of the terrible cities that have been run into the ground. And each and every one of them was turned into a nightmare by a Democrat. And so I believe we're going to have an easy time beating her because we have better ideas. Our America First policies will get Arizona on the right track. We're going to secure the border. We're going to restore honesty to our elections. And we're going to reform our education so that when we send our kiddos off to school, we know they're getting information and knowledge, not being brainwashed. We want them ready for the opportunities that the future will present to them.
There's Carrie, I'll say this in closing. Again, the website is carrielake.com. You got to replenish the coffers. Katie Hobbs is going to have tons of money. And if you're in the nationwide audience, we got to keep Arizona red, and Carrie Lake will be like Ron DeSantis of the West and turn Arizona into a Florida-like state. I'm confident of that. I will say this though, Carrie, the fact that you have won this race, and I'm confident to say that now, with basically a virtual media blackout and with almost all establishment money against you and having to kind of grassroots this thing and muscle it out, it's one of the more remarkable things I've seen in some time. It really is, especially considering the kind of institutional forces. So, Carrie, we have about 30 seconds left. Any closing thoughts here?
Well, I will say, especially with Fox icing me out, they had me on once and it was a hit job. They got behind my opponent early on. I think it shows that is a diminished network and they need to really do some soul searching. I am all about bringing this party together. We are in a culture war right now. Yes. Our children are in the crosshairs of the left and we will not let them take our babies. They're not going to take our children's minds and poison our future. And so we're going to do big things for Arizona. I want to bring people together today and every day moving forward. If you're establishment, you're still welcome with us. We're the mega party and we're inclusive.
That's exactly right.
And if you are Democrat, we welcome you as well. We know you're waking up every single day to the lies and the deceit of the Democrat Party. And we want you to come on over to the party of ideas that work.
It's carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-Lake.com. The numbers seem to be insurmountable for your opponent, Carrie. Time to transition to the general election. Pivot against Katie Hobbs. And Kerry, do not allow these fake polls they're about to release against you faze you. I know you won't. But Kerry, congratulations and happy anniversary.
God bless.
Look, we know rates are inching up, and they're still historically low. But if you're tired of the high cost of renting, there's still time to buy a home. And I was just talking about this on our program. You got to buy. And by the way, you could always refinance. If you think rates are too high, you could always refinance. So go to andrewandtodd.com. They're the ones to contact right now to get you financing into your new home. They're not just mortgage brokers. They're lenders with Sierra Mortgage. They've been through multiple ups and downs and economic markets like you can imagine, just like the ones we're seeing today. So you just got to go to andrewandtodd.com. Whether you're considering owning versus renting or seeking a safer haven for your family in a new state, now's the time to get a pre-approved loan to give you the edge over other buyers. I know Andrew and Todd. They're great Americans. We hang out together. They love the Lord. They're great people. So just go to andrewandtodd.com. Do not wait. Get your pre-approved loan today while rates are still historically low. And by the way, again, some of you might say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to wait for the rates to go, you know, down and all this. Okay, well, then what if the property is worth twice as much in 3 years because there's so many dollar bills out there? AndrewandTodd.com. AndrewandTodd.com can guide you through all of this. And remember, you can always refinance. So go to AndrewandTodd.com. All right, so Jack, I want to build out this theme, though. After the implementation of Joe Biden, we could have given up.
But people could have checked, and there was a lot of talk about that people were going to check out, people were going to be out of the process, that they were going to be burned. I actually disagreed. And when we had when we kicked off the live stream last mm-hmm. night, Bannon was the first guest, right? We had Steve call in. He did a couple of segments, and it was amazing. Not that we had segments, but because we did that with no breaks, by the way.
He let us off. That was great.
He let us off. And
he did a great job.
He explained that it's not... Okay, Schwab, he's got his great reset and everything, detaining me at Davos and all this, putting me on a list. I'm on a lot of lists, folks. And what Steve said, though, was this is the Great Awakening, that actually what's happening is because of everything, because of the events of 2020, more and more people are being activated. And that is why you're seeing things like this. And Charlie called it, and all credit to you for calling this. This idea that it wasn't just going to be a trickle of votes where people were driving them in and dropping them off. What a vast reservoir of the exact number, 125,000 people in one county would That's go right. and do this because they were so upset at the system, not at voting in general. They were going to vote and they were willing to, even by the way, in this economy with gas prices That's as right. they are, driving in and actually making sure that they handed their ballot to somebody and that they were given, you can call it a digital receipt or given a confirmation that they could track online. That's how fired up people
are. Well, and I want to just say, I appreciate the compliment, Jack, but there is a reason for this. And you guys all play a role in it when you email me freedom@charliekirk.com, because yes, I actually read the emails.
I'm sitting right here, folks. He's still doing it.
I actually read the emails.
But
this is important because I talk to the grassroots. I know how you think because I am one of you. I'm not like a lot of these people that just do these shows like, oh, you know. I breathe this stuff. I believe this stuff. And so I thought to myself, I'm not going to go put my ballot in the mail. I bet 125,000 people or so agree with me. And just the modeling fit. And it is really interesting. So MAGA won in Western Michigan. And we got a question about Western Michigan here where someone emailed us. And I just find this whole thing to be so ridiculous. Charlie, Ben Shapiro's show this morning was about weak candidates Republicans put forward in these primaries. He specifically was noting, and Ben's a friend, I just totally disagree with him on this, that Trump's endorsement doesn't mean much when it comes to the general election and that candidates like Gibbs probably won't win the general election because they're weak. Ben Shapiro was stating how much money the Democrats put into Gibbs' election knowing he could not beat the Democrat candidate. I know this goes on with each party, but I have yet to hear of any Republicans wasting money, floating other candidates. He even made comments about
that's not
J.D.
why Gibbs
Vance.
Won.
But no, it's also...
He won because of Meyer.
But also, why are you assuming John Gibbs can't win a general?
Right, exactly.
He's an unbelievably impressive candidate.
No, he won because of the action. Well, you absolutely have to look at this as a referendum on Peter Meyer, right? First and foremost. And so if you're trying to play these weird games of, you know, the money was here, like, you're going to spend money on Gibbs. Who's got more name ID than Peter Meyer in Western Michigan, right?
Exactly right?
He's got all the name ID in the world, right? The guy's very well endowed from family-wise, name ID-wise, with the gas stations, with the stores. People, again, I said it last night, I'm going to say it again. Voters are not stupid. Voters are busy.
That's exactly
Voters are not stupid. Voters are busy. If you put two candidates in front of them, if you give them the basic instructions, and if you give them, by the way, a referendum with clear language, they will make the right decision.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if under that mentality, just so you know, we would not have Josh Hawley in Missouri. We wouldn't have Ron DeSantis in Florida.
Exactly.
If you just nominate milquetoast Republicans, my belief is this, and I will defend it. A charismatic, articulate, hardworking, legit conservative is not just better when they win. They actually have a higher likelihood of winning. This idea that you have to run towards the middle is a lie. Guess what? People can vote for people they disagree with. I know that's a shocking thing for Republican consultants to hear.
This is how Trump changed the game. And we said it last night. I'll say it again. It's about results now. People want to say, who's going to put points on the board? DeSantis points on the board every day. Yep. No question. Trump, points on the board, right? And they're looking at people out there. Who's going to play to the talking points? Who's going to play to the corporate special interest? Or who's actually going to represent the issues that matter to me, my family, and what I think the direction of this country should be?
Pretty amazing night last night, everybody. The grassroots came and showed up. And we're going to actually get the final numbers with the final vote dump tonight at 7 p.m. from Maricopa County.
Which is disgraceful, by the way.
Of course it's disgraceful.
It's a 7 p.m. tonight. Okay. 24 hours. It takes you 24 hours?
We got our eyes on it, poll watchers, Siberia lawyers, attorneys. Style, folks. They're not going to be able to get the shenanigans, I can tell you right now. But the facts bear it out. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.